Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was hopelessly in debt. He had a young family. He was attacked in his health. Things were so desperate, he was afraid to go outside of his house because people he owed money would then approach him. God downloaded to him the mysteries of money. Since that point, he got out of debt. Since that point, he's taught these mysteries to hundreds of thousands of people that have done the same thing. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned, he's a millionaire. So, Gary, you're doing everything that you know right. You're going to church.
Yes.
You're a believer in God. You're tithing.
Yes.
How did you get so in debt that you're, really, between the two of us, were you really afraid to walk outside, really and truly?
Sid, I was in debt because I signed the debt papers, first off. I did it. But the reason I signed the debt papers is because I wasn't trying to destroy my life. I had needs that needed to be met. And so those began to mount. You know, you always think tomorrow will be better, and then they weren't better, and you find yourself buried. And then I started having panic attacks. I was on antidepressants. And so, yeah, I lived in a realm of fear.
Speaking of fear, it really hit the zenith, so to speak.
Yes.
When a lawyer called, and what did he say, and what did you do?
Well, we had calls from everyone every day. You know,
That's an awful way to live.
It's torment. It's torment. And we owed credit cards. We had probably almost a dozen cards that had been canceled. Three finance company loans at 28%. We owed the IRS tens of thousands. We owed our parents tens of thousands. We owed on everything we had, and everything was falling apart. We were in survival mode. And so it got to the place that we had exhausted every place to find money. You know, no one would loan us anymore. My parents, you know, we tapped everything out. And so this attorney calls, which wasn't unusual, but for this particular day, he was going to file a lawsuit.
Hello?
And that day, I realized with kind of a sudden realization, I'm done. There's nothing left. I have no way to turn. Now, I was a Christian. But so I ran upstairs to my bedroom, a little bedroom in that little country house that we lived in. You know, everything was really falling apart. And I began to cry out to the Lord, and he spoke to me very quickly. And he said, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of your need according to our riches, you know, the riches we have in Christ Jesus. And I said, Lord, I know that scripture, but I don't have that. I don't have that rich. My needs aren't being met. And he told me, he said, it's because you've never allowed me to teach you how my kingdom operates. And that really struck me kind of strange, because I was in church, I was going to heaven, I loved God. I had no idea what he meant by, what do you mean, how my kingdom operates? I thought I was in your kingdom.
Even your tithing, if you don't know how the kingdom operates, you can tithe in a religious fashion and it won't even work in your life. And people don't understand that.
That's right. I ran downstairs and grabbed my wife's hand. I repented to her as her husband. Said, I'm sorry we're in this mess. It's my fault. I said, but the Lord spoke to me and said that the answer, the reason, is because I didn't understand how his kingdom operates. We didn't know what that meant. But we held hands right there and said, Lord, teach us what you mean by your kingdom. What does that mean? And so we prayed right there. And then he began to teach us.
And you know what? This is how the devil operates. Just before you're about ready to have a breakthrough, literally all hell comes against you. Your van burns.
Yes. All the vehicles we had were really, really old. We were just glad they started. Well, anyway, I used to drive this old van, and it began to really smoke a lot of white smoke, you know, just really bad. And so I learned I'm not going to park this in front of my client's house and ask him to invest $500,000 or something, you know, so I would park it around the corner. And so this one particular day, this is only the day after I had this phone call from the attorney, and I asked the Lord to show me how the kingdom operates. I went to this client's house, and I parked around the corner, and so after the call, he followed me to the van. He was just wanting to be kind, and he came up to the van, and so I kind of acted like I was fumbling around in the van, hoping he'd say goodbye and walk away, but he kind of stood there with his arms crossed, watching me like, okay, to leave, and I knew I was stuck, so I turned the van on. Of course, his white smoke went everywhere, and he goes, shut it off, you know, and he said, I'm a mechanic. He said, let me check it out. So he opened the hood and he said, you've busted your head gasket. Drive it home and park it and get it fixed. Well, that was easy for him to say. I had zero money. The attorney just called. We owed $1,300, $1,400. He had to have it in 3 days. We had nothing. We still owed on the van. And on the way home, I was thinking, Lord, you know, I don't know what to do about this van. I can't sell it broken. I can't buy a new van. I don't know what to do. I just kind of said out loud, you know, it'd be better if this thing just burned up. Let the insurance company pay it off. I'm serious. That's what I said out loud. Well, about 2 minutes later, I noticed a bubble began to form on the front hood. And I was driving to my office, and by the time I got to my office, this bubble had become about yay high, and all of a sudden it just burst into flames. And there were flames 6 foot off that hood, and I was totally in shock. And the insurance company totaled it. They gave me a check, and I had enough money to overnight that lawyer the money. I paid some bills until I realized, great, fantastic, deliverance, but now I have no car. So,
using the mysteries of money that God revealed to you, how long did it take you personally to get out?
God began to teach us how His kingdom operated. He began to give us business ideas. We began to start businesses, and we began to prosper. It was like a light switch. This is the key. Like a light switch. It was amazing. You come out of that dysfunction, that kind of emotional trauma every day, and then you began to prosper. I cannot tell you. It's like taking a drink of water on a hot day. It was absolutely fabulous. Going to pay cash for your cars, building your dream home, paying cash for everything, starting these businesses. It took 2.5 years to pay everything off.
Now, by the way, when he says everything, he's not just talking to his bills. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Yeah.
He pays cash for his home, cash for his car. I mean, the mysteries of money are so amazing. When we come back, God downloaded some very, very, this is why he has such a passion to teach you. I want him to explain some of these mysteries when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Gary, during the commercial break, you told me how important money is. Sickness, it's very important to get on top of that.
Yes.
But money affects everyone, everything. I even read that's the number one cause of divorces.
Yes, yes. You know, you can talk about issues, and of course, we're not downplaying any of those issues, but the point is, money affects everyone. And if you're in debt, or you're in lack, and you're in this financial stranglehold, it actually sucks the life out of you. It sucks all the vision, all the hope, and it aims everything at just survival. And it's amazing how you begin to think in survival mode, how you just try to make it through one more week till Friday night, you know. And I tell people, God really wants you to not like Friday night and love Monday morning, because you're so passionate about what you're doing in life. You're not in survival mode, just making a living. You're like, I got to stop. It's Friday night. I want to get back to Monday morning again.
You even told me that the stress and worry over money causes people to get sick.
Absolutely. I think the studies show that stress does cause a large majority of the illnesses in our body.
Okay. Would you say that lack of money is a curse?
Well, I would agree it is, but I didn't say that. The Bible did. Back in Genesis chapter 3, of course, Adam and Eve had no concerns. All their provision was there.
What a life!
They were, man was made at the end of the sixth day, designed to live in the seventh day, the day of rest. Now, God wasn't tired when it says that God rested. He was finished. Everything was complete. And so they didn't have to worry, but Adam gave it all away. He rebelled against God. He lost that place of authority and dominion he had over the earth realm. And God approached him in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, and said, "Now, by your own painful toil and sweat, you'll have to eat of the earth." I call that the earth curse. And that's where everyone's grown up. That's why everyone wants to be a millionaire so popular. That's why the lottery is so popular. Everyone is tired of the weight of finding provision. Jesus said that the unbeliever runs painful toil and sweat after the things of life. And that's, everyone filters their direction by that. Well, there's a good job paying in California, I'll move. There's a better paying job over here, I'll do that. And they miss their identity. See, Adam had to lose his identity. He was to take care of God's stuff. He was created for a purpose. And now he lost his purpose. And his purpose was survival and trying to find provision. And everyone has done that. Everyone is filtering every decision in this earth curse system through survival, either running after money, or if they have it, hoarding it, because the only escape out of this rat race is to have more than enough.
Now, you say that we need to change kingdoms, change laws. What do you mean?
Take a look at Luke chapter 5 with Peter, James, and John. Jesus walking along the shore comes there, and they've been fishing all night. Jesus wants to borrow Peter's boat and goes out, does borrow the boat, comes back in. Jesus says, go fishing, cast your net out. And Peter said, well, Master, we fished all night and caught nothing. The earth curse system, we've labored, but nothing's there. And then they end up catching so many fish, the net's about broke, and both boats, Peter's and his partners, James and John's boats about sank. What's the difference? I became a spiritual scientist, I say. I said, okay, why'd that happen? Well, if you follow the story, when the boat was given to Jesus to use in ministry, the boat changed legal jurisdiction from the affairs of men, the dominion of men in the earth realm, under the kingdom of God's jurisdiction. At that point, Jesus had a legality. Heaven had legality in the earth realm, where heaven downloaded to Jesus where the fish were at. And Jesus said, the fish are over there in the deep water. You and I could catch fish if Jesus told us where they were. And so the difference in my life, when God began to give me business ideas, He gave me a dream in the night to start a business. He began to show me where the fish were. He began to show me how to harvest. You know, the earth realm is such a poverty-driven system. It's a lack-driven system to survive that most people are looking for money, and they have it all backwards. Money, God doesn't have any money, okay? All money is created in the earth realm by commerce, buying and selling. Told me one time, my church has learned to give but not how to harvest, all right? So we have to know how the system works. In other words, since God has no money, when you give, as we said in the illustration, Luke chapter 5, when we sow, our money does change governments and gives God jurisdiction to create opportunities. I always say, don't look for money. God helps us create or capture opportunities to create wealth. So what happens, people not taught that will sow, and they're waiting, what I call mailbox mentality, mm-hmm. waiting for it just to show up. They think someone's going to walk down the street and say, here's $1 million, and of course, it doesn't happen that way, but you can have a million dollar idea is how it happens.
All right, tell me about the cheesecake.
Talking about Chris. So he heard in our conference how God will download ideas, concepts, direction, and he had nothing, no ideas, no money. But he said, I make a really good cheesecake. He said, I really make a really good, healthy cheesecake. I wonder if I could sell that. So he went
home.
You
can sell to me. I'm looking for a healthy cheesecake.
Well, this was the first night of the conference. So he went home, made this cheesecake. He began to pray about what I was saying. And he thought, I'm going to take this cheesecake down to the local health food store and see if they like it. So he took it down there the next day. Just so happened the CEO of the entire health food chain was there that day and tasted the cheesecake and said it was the best cheesecake he ever had. And so Chris comes to my meeting that night and comes up for prayer and says, I got this opportunity, and told me what happened, you know, and I want to thank you, I want to pray about this. And so he comes back the next day all excited because the company had decided to actually give him a contract to bake cheesecakes. And then that Friday night of the conference, the CEO, who was visiting from California, came to our meeting, got born again, filled with the Spirit, because he was so impressed with what he'd heard Chris talk about.
You know what I have found out? That Gary has a gift. And when he teaches according to this gift, it's not just for money. These laws work for everything.
Absolutely.
When we come back, I want him to tell us about the secret weapon. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Do you realize that God wants to give you the access to God's entire estate? Gary Cassie has been given supernatural keys to supernatural financial freedom and success. Now he wants to impart them to you. Call now and get Gary Cassie's Supernatural Financial Freedom and Success Package, which includes his one-of-a-kind book, Money Mysteries from the Master, his interactive workbook, Financially Free, plus his powerful audio CD teaching, Your Answer is in the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9359. Through Gary Cassie's Supernatural Financial Freedom and Success Package, you will learn the mysteries of financial increase that Jesus himself imparted. Begin to exercise the powerful laws of giving and receiving. Understand the relationship between your deliverance from poverty and lack as a divine key to obtaining your emotional and physical healing. Learn how to activate the mystery of strategy and timing. Gary's interactive workbook, Financially Free, is a practical how-to guide which includes reflection questions, a budget worksheet, an easy-to-understand sample debt elimination plan. Gary will walk you through the same supernatural keys that God taught him. Through Gary's powerful audio CD teaching, Your Answer is in the Kingdom, you will learn how to unlock the supernatural kingdom of God in your life and walk in abundance and blessings.
I believe you're being held back from your destiny because of not understanding the supernatural aspect of money. God wants you to walk into your destiny. God wants your family financially secure. And most of all, God wants you to fund the kingdom, because we're coming into the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit. So don't let the devil keep you in financial bondage. It's time to be free.
Don't miss your opportunity to get Gary Cassie's Supernatural Financial Freedom and Success Package, which includes his one-of-a-kind book, Money Mysteries from the Master, his interactive workbook, Financially Free, plus his powerful audio CD teaching, Your Answer is in the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9359. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9359 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, have you ever said to God, God, I'm so practical. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. Have you ever said that? You know, have you ever said, God, I just don't hear your voice. I feel so sorry for myself. No, you never said it that way, but that's what you were really saying. That's the way most of us feel.
Before I learned, that's how I would feel. But hearing God's voice is the key. The Bible says that the kingdom of God does not come by observation, but it is in us, Luke chapter 17, verse 20. We already have the kingdom. We already have every answer we need, the capacity to hear already in us. 1 Corinthians says that we have the mind of Christ. And so that's, we have to tap into that. And like the story we told about Luke chapter 5, the fisherman, Jesus told them where the fish were. Now, all we need is to be able to hear. And of course, when Peter had taxes to pay, Matthew 17, Jesus said, go catch a fish. In it, you'll find a gold coin. And so,
but you know, if someone had just had that thought, they would say, that's ridiculous. I've just been fishing all night. I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
But that's
yes.
what people do. You were explaining to me. We get these God thoughts and we flick them off. I don't hear from God.
Yeah.
Get off God thought.
Well, a lot of thoughts we hear are for a reason. I always say your answer is hidden from you, for you. We read in 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, speaking of Jesus being born, that if Satan would have known about the plan of God, he would not have crucified Jesus. So Satan will always, if he can pick up on the plan of God, he will change his tactics. So God uses strange and sometimes unusual directions to us so that Satan does not know what the heck's going on. And we actually go capture wealth and capture opportunities before he actually can pick up on it and interfere with it.
We talked about a secret weapon.
Yes.
That's mysterious. What's the secret?
1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14. 13 says, though I love God, the love chapter, but it starts, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. And 1 Corinthians 14, 2 says, a man who prays in the Spirit, who prays in tongues, utters mysteries out of his own spirit, and he actually edifies himself. The word edify means teach or instruct. So as we pray in the Spirit, God is downloading to our spirit mysteries that bring the capacity for us to pick up on revelation of direction of things we have need of the instructions. Just like as if Jesus was sitting there with you. He'd say, well, there's the fish. Go catch them.
Stop flicking off those God ideas. That's the message.
Yeah.
So we have a young man in our mailroom, and he got so excited. He's working for us. And he says, you're having Gary Cassie? I listened to his teaching, and I had literally a miracle happen. Ian, if you're sitting in the back, would you stand up for a moment? He, newly married, they have their first child, they want a home. But he doesn't have, all he has is a couple thousand dollars. So he reads the teaching. There's the most phenomenal story. And rather than use the $2,000 for the house, which they probably couldn't get the house they wanted anyway, rather than use that, he found out about a woman that had a severe need. And guess what he did? He planted his $2,000, which is all he had, into that family. So what happens? Make a long story short, a relative says, I want to give you $15,000 out of the blue, and he gets the house of his dreams because he applied. He didn't just give to get. He gave where his heart showed him a bigger need than he had.
Yes.
And that made the difference.
Right.
And that was following, and that's the amazing thing. It was following after he listened to Gary's teaching.
Right.
When you apply God's laws in the spirit, the supernatural happens, and although it may take a few years using supernatural principles to get out of debt, do you know that God is speeding everything up? This is your moment right now. Don't miss it. We're living in a new time, a new period. Heaven is coming so close to earth. Don't give up. You're at the finish line. Pray what God's showing you right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of anxiousness over the fear of lack. I break the spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. For Father, your kingdom is a kingdom of wealth, and you give us the grace to prosper in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Gary Cassie was so hopelessly in debt that he became afraid of leaving his house. Financial pressures dominated his life. It seriously affected his health and made things miserable for his young family. In desperation, Gary cried out to God and received a download from heaven on the mysteries of money. Since then, Gary has not only supernaturally gotten out of debt, but he has become a millionaire. God has called Gary to teach hundreds of thousands how to do the same. And now he wants to impart these supernatural keys to financial freedom and success to you. Call now and get Gary Cassie's Supernatural Financial Freedom and Success Package, which includes his one-of-a-kind book, Money Mysteries from the Master, his interactive workbook, Financially Free, plus his powerful audio CD teaching, Your Answer is in the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9359. Through Gary Cassie's Supernatural Financial Freedom and Success Package, you will understand the biblical truth that God wants to bless you financially. Learn the mysteries of financial increase that Jesus himself imparted. Begin to exercise the powerful laws of giving and receiving. Begin applying the keys to becoming debt-free. Understand the relationship between your deliverance from poverty and lack as a divine key to obtaining your emotional and physical healing. Learn how to activate the mystery of strategy and timing. Learn the heavenly keys to begin walking in supernatural abundance and blessings. Gary's interactive workbook, Financially Free, is a practical how-to guide which includes reflection questions, a budget worksheet, an easy-to-understand sample debt elimination plan. Gary will walk you through the same life-changing supernatural keys that God taught him and his family, as well as practical steps that will provide a way for you to be debt-free, including your mortgage.
We make it very simple. We have graphs, we have diagrams, we have the simple step-by-step plans that you can actually work out your own get out of debt plan and be out of debt in 5 to 7 years by following the easy workbook and then understand the supernatural strategies that God will give you.
Through Gary's powerful audio CD teaching, Your Answer is in the Kingdom, you will understand how God's kingdom operates. Learn how to unlock the supernatural kingdom of God in your life.
I can't wait to get this into your hands because I believe you're being held back from your destiny because of not understanding the supernatural aspect of money. God wants you to walk into your destiny. God wants your family financially secure. And most of all, God wants you to fund the kingdom because we're coming into the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit. So don't let the devil keep you in financial bondage. It's time to be free.
Don't miss your opportunity to get Gary Cassie's Supernatural Financial Freedom and Success Package, which includes his one-of-a-kind book, Money Mysteries from the Master, his interactive workbook, Financially Free, plus his powerful audio CD teaching, Your Answer is in the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9359. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9359 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest went to heaven every day for 3 years and was taught mysteries on how to awaken your spiritual senses. And he wants to pray because God told him he had this gift for your supernatural senses to be awoken. Do you want that?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide. We'll be right back.